This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And we're at it again. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot happening up there on the website. They do, and I truly do appreciate the time that you guys are you know, with me and being involved and all that. You know, if you head up to the website, a couple of things going on. Give me your email address, all right? Send out an email every week. Let you know who we got coming on and what have you, and, you know, guests that we're lining up and topics we'll be discussing. Next week, we should be. Notice I said should, because you just never know what happens with technology. Should be live from CPAC. That's Washington, D.C. I hear now that President Trump's going to be there. Here's the only problem with the president being there. The challenge. Okay, I won't say problem. I don't want you guys to go nuts on me. But here's the only challenge. You could be in the middle of a live interview. If he walks down the hall, or he intends to come down the hall, Secret Service doesn't give you a chance to sign off or anything. It's go, 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 go. Get out of here.
So, he doesn't look so shifty.
Right. Are you making an Italian joke? Is that what that's all about?
No.
You know, and so they come in, and it's like now, and you could tell, these guys are serious. With the dogs, you know, and you know the Secret Service guys you see on TV? They really are like 6'9", 320 pounds of all muscle. And they do not have a sense of humor. They found that out 2 years ago. They just don't have a sense of humor. And I'll leave it at that. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. Head up to the website. You get information on the show and the topics, things we're going to be discussing. Things are going to be good. You know, this has always been a pet peeve of mine. Some of you are going to get embarrassed or whatever. And it's not meant to embarrass you. But I on my personal Facebook page, I don't put up political stuff usually. I don't put up stuff to poke you in the eyes. It's family-friendly. It's kind of, you know, lighthearted, that kind of thing. So the last thing I put up there was, you know, be honest about it. Which one of these you like better, Chicago-style pizza or New York-style pizza? New York and Boston are about the same. Chicago's totally different. I very much appreciate the New York slash Boston style pizza myself. And within a relatively short period of time, and I mean, you know, half a day, there's like 50, there's like 50 clicks on, you know, what style of pizza they want. But the Facebook page just below, not the Facebook page, what is it, the post just below it. No, not the comment, but just the post itself, right? There's a post that the BBC put up about a young man with Down syndrome. Now, notice I said a young man with Down syndrome. He did this. Dad helped him, yes, but he came up with the idea. And so he sells socks, fun socks. And they are kind of goofy looking and all that, and I can see where young people, you know, people would buy them and what have you. And I simply put up, you ready for this? All I put up was, next time one of you putts and says it's okay or humane to abort a Down syndrome child, check this out. Because it's actually a success story about a Down syndrome child with a little bit of help from daddy and mommy, and the kid goes a long way. That was great. Positive story, right? How many comments you think I got? Bupkis, zero. Niente, nothing.
Did you get any likes?
Six,
right?
Six likes. Broke the bank on that one. What are you people afraid of? No, seriously. I mean, a lot of you guys even listening are friends. I think you're friends on my Facebook page, my personal page. And it's like, come on, you say you're conservatives. Some of you say you're Christians. You get the value of life. Here's proof positive that, you know, Down syndrome babies are aborted in high numbers. Like what? They're not going to amount to anything? A little hard to take care of? I don't get it. I mean, and I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I don't get it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, a judge cuts a pedophile's prison term, basically claiming that the 3-year-old asked to be raped. Yeah, I'm not kidding. That's serious. So California judges, oh, there we go. That says it all, right? We don't even have to go on anymore. You can already only imagine what it's like. So a California judge has caused outrage after slashing 15 years off the prison sentence of a pedophile convicted of raping a 3-year-old child. The Orange County Superior Court Judge Mark Kelly, he cut the child rapist prison term down to 10 years from 25, claiming he didn't mean to harm the 3-year-old girl that he raped. Let that sink in for a second. A man raped sodomized a 3-year-old girl. And claimed that he didn't know he would hurt her.
You think the screens would have given it away?
He also backed the claim from the child rapist Kevin Rojano that the young girl's you ready for this one? The young girl initiated the act of sodomy. Rojano said in his own defense that she asked me to do it. Rojano was convicted on December 3rd of sodomizing a child younger than 10 and nasty acts with a minor. The pedophile was originally sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. However, Judge Kelly then trimmed a massive 15 years off Rojano's sentence. Look it. Once they find out in general lockup what this guy did, we don't have to worry about it. It'll be 3 years to life. He said it would be cruel and unusual punishment to impose a maximum prison term because the 20-year-old lacked callous disregard for the victim's well-being. Well, yeah, he probably thought he was pleasuring her too, right? At 3 years old. See, I have to be this sick because this is how sick they are. Deal more with the 3-year-old who asked to be raped. Yeah, it's sick. Right after this. I'm Joe Bacini, host of The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
It don't matter.
My sucker punch came flying in.
We're going to fight back.
There in the back.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're just going through the smorgasbord of stories that I have, that people have thrown at me, that I love. I think these are great. You know, I mean, it's sick, but great. And they're out there. And as I said earlier, I used to have somebody on with me every Monday who didn't believe that these stories were real until she started checking them out herself, and she was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this." 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. More than happy. I'm more than happy to maybe take on a topic or whatever it takes. All right, I want to get back to this because this is really sick. I mean, not kind of sick, really sick. This California judge took 15 years off the sentence of a rapist, and not just any rapist. This guy raped a 3-year-old girl and suggested that the 3-year-old girl ask for it, asked him to. Now, even if you learn those words from watching dirty movies with somebody in the house, how can a 3-year-old make that kind of decision? I mean, where does the judge come off with this? Right? I mean, seriously. Prosecutors said that Rahano was playing video games on June 4th in the garage of his Santa Ana home, where a 3-year-old relative wandered in. And investigators said that the man became sexually aroused by the child and assaulted her. Now, first problem is, how does any man, and if you're out there, and you get it, this is not the show for you. Because I tell you what, I know how I would take care of you. You can leave me alone. Somebody should leave me alone with you for about 15 minutes. That's all I need. And one butcher knife, and I can take care of this real quick. I don't even need a butcher knife. Dull butter knife would work just as well. The girl's mother was unable to get to the locked garage door. She looked for the child, and the prosecutor said Rahano covered the toddler's mouth to keep her from yelling. Rahano let the girl out of the garage, and her mother was unaware of the abuse until her daughter complained of pain. And looking at the facts, the judge said of Mr. Rahano's case, the manner in which this offense was committed is not typical, or was it predatory? The violent, brutal sodomy of a child case, it just didn't fit the norm. Mr. Rahano did not seek out and stalk the victim. He was playing video games and she wandered into the garage. She came into his abode, you know what I'm saying? He inexplicably became sexually aroused. No, because he's sick. And he didn't appear to be conscious. He didn't appear to consciously intend to harm her. Kelly also said that Rahano, who had been abused as a child, okay, well, there it is. All right, that gives him a pass, right? Deserved clemency because he said that he regretted sodomizing the 3-year-old girl. Although serious and despicable, this does not compare to the situation where a pedophile or a pedophilic child predator preys on innocent children, the judge said. There was no violence. There was no callous. There was no, you know, it wasn't predatory. It just happened. I mean, so what's it take to remove a judge? That would be my next question. I mean, this guy's serious? You want to put him in a nut house? You want to put him in a place where he might be able to get help? Okay, I'm with you. Take him out of jail, put him in a place where he might be able to get help. I don't think, from what I've read in the past, I don't think these guys can be rehabilitated, but I'm not a doctor and I'm not an expert. I'm not going to claim to be. All right? Really that simple. I'm not going to beat my brains out with it. Now, God, I know I'm going to get slack for this one. France has stepped up and says it vows, and there's an irony here in a minute you'll hear, it vows to really strike Syria. If they can prove that chemical weapons were used, they're going for them. Now, if I recall, we did the same thing here under Obama. Didn't Blamo say that here's the red line, if you use chemical weapons, we're coming at you? The French, who don't start any war, who don't start any fighting, and in the past have not really stuck up for themselves, we've had to save their butts twice, maybe even three times, I don't remember, but twice at least, they're actually going to get involved and get engaged early on this. Go figure. I mean, think about that one. Now you know the world is spinning in the opposite direction, don't you? Now here's something you don't hear many places because, you know, you can't have these kind of stories out there. A CDC doctor, yeah, you do this all night. A CDC doctor says the disastrous flu shot is actually causing a deadly flu outbreak. Now, he warned that this year's disastrous flu shot may be responsible for the deadly flu epidemic. Some of the patients I've administered a flu shot to this year have died, the doctor said, adding, I don't care who you are, this scares the crap out of me, too. We've seen people dying across the country of the flu, and one thing nearly all of them have in common is they all got the flu shot. See that? I've never had a flu shot. Ever. Scientists were worried this year's flu season was going to be rough, and their fears have been proven well-founded. However, it was self-inflicted. The flu season is off to a record-breaking start with the CDC reporting widespread flu activity all through the country. Now, many health officials believe that the 2018 will ultimately be the worst flu outbreak that we've experienced since 1918. Was it? I guess it's time. CDC doctor experience of patients dying of the flu after receiving the flu shot is sadly not uncommon. 8 Santa Barbara County residents have died from the flu in the last couple days. And 7 of the 8 actually had the flu shot. The deadly pattern in replicating itself across the country, yet health officials are still telling people, get the flu shot. Now, listen, most of these guys are saying it's between 10 and 20% effective. Why? What would you take? I mean, seriously. Exactly. What would you take? Anything else if it was only 10% chance it was going to work? We'll split the difference here. 15% chance it was going to work. I wouldn't waste my money on the shot. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't waste the time, and I just wouldn't waste the chance. Hop yourself up on vitamin C and a few other things, and you'll be fine. Deadly pattern is replicating itself across the country. These are with people who got the shots. Many experts agree that it's more important to protect yourself and your family from the flu than getting the flu itself. Every year, the pharmaceutical industry, medical experts, and mainstream media work hard to convince us to get vaccinated against the flu, and this year was no different. But they don't tell you the whole story. They never do. We all know this. I mean, by now, if you guys don't know this, that you got to do your own homework, you got to look things up on your own, you got to do a little bit of your own research, then you deserve to get some of this, some of the aggravation you get along with this. And big pharma dollars, you know, I often wondered why they, were they the only drug or one or two drugs, why they advertise, but you know why. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Sight on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school. No! Hey, yeah, Mexico.
That's right, I ain't going to school no more.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the Okay, let's try this again. What's your love live radio? All right, back it up. Thank you for being with me tonight, and thank you for being involved in the conversation. You go up to the website, you can text, you can tweet, you can send me emails. You know, if you send me an email, as I said before, send it with a TRS, capital TRS in the front. Because if you don't do that, I get so many emails that are you know, garbage, they're advertisements, that kind of stuff. And I won't know what you, I go to the listener emails first, I always do. So go to the listener email first, send me an email, all right? And maybe I'll try to get that guest on. I'll try to answer your questions. I'll try to do whatever it is that you send me, because I want to try to make you guys happy as much as I can. If I've already dealt with it, I'm not going to deal with it again. I know some of you guys will ask me to go over something or do something again. No. Anyway, flu shot, flu season. I've never got a flu shot in my life. And, my mother may have gotten for me when I was a kid, but I don't know how long they've been giving them and, how long they thought they'd been effective. We'll put it that way. But you've actually got a doctor at the CDC, and you've got others who say the same thing. They are ineffective. But the other thing I find interesting is, I don't know, what are they, $45, $80? I know some places give you flu shots for free because your insurance picks up the bulk of it, which I don't understand that either. Must be some deal the pharmaceuticals are making with them. Because they don't like to pay for anything. We all know that. But the one doctor said that, basically almost 100% of the patients he's given shots to have got the flu. That doesn't sound right. That sounds like there's something wrong with that, doesn't it? Big Pharma dollars have effectively purchased and silenced mainstream media. And I see all these ads on TV, and I sit there and I go, okay, help me understand something here. Why do I have to have all the, unless I'm going to ask the doctor for a specific drug or a specific brand because I saw a commercial, but I don't think I've ever done that. usually I take what the doctor gives me. Right? I think you do too. And I don't care whether it's antibiotics or penicillin or whatever it is they give you. We all just take what he gives us for the most part. So I think Farmer spends all that money. I'm starting to believe this. I'm starting to see it happen. I think they spend all that money on TV. Not so that you'll choose theirs over somebody else's. I think they do it to keep the media companies in their pocket. It's really that, for me, it's that simple. Now, Big Pharma is desperate to ensure that mainstream media outlets never really talk about all the adverse effects from some of these drugs. And when you talk about these flu shots, they've almost been pre-approved, if you would, right? Because you put a little bit of the flu in there, and it, you know, helps your body fight it off, supposedly. But again, if you have a problem, would you go buy a car that only started 10% of the time? Right? How about your coffee maker? Would you buy a coffee maker that only dripped coffee 10% of the time you pressed the button? Your phone only made 10% of the calls that you made on it, although mine seems to be doing that lately. You wouldn't. It would make no sense. You'd be very frustrated if you want your money back. Right? Now, flu vaccines contain strains of the flu virus. What they are less likely to reveal, though, is the long list of other ingredients that come with the vaccine. It's now known, in fact, that flu vaccines contain, you ready for this one? Mercury. Remember? All right, some of you are as old as I am, so don't give me this stuff that, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Remember you'd break the, you'd have the little bottom of the thermometer, and it had the mercury in it. Remember that? And it always stayed together. It was always, if you dropped it on your desk, it kind of broke up in a whole bunch of little balls, but broke up in little balls and went all over the place. And you were told, you know, when you put it in your hand, you could actually rub it into your skin. You could make it disappear. And in the early days, they never say anything about it. And after a while, they're like, oh, yeah, can't do that. It's real dangerous, real sick, real toxic for the body. You know, between that and eating, you know, the lead paint chips, you know why I'm here, where I'm at today. You know what I'm saying? So, a heavy metal known to be hazardous for human health, that's mercury, right? Mercury toxicity can cause depression, memory loss, cardiovascular disease, respiratory problems, ADD, oral health problems, digestive imbalances, and other serious health issues. This is from the CDC. This is not from, you know, Joe's medical closet. Right? Have you ever noticed how vaccinated children get sick almost immediately following a vaccination? This is because the flu virus is introduced into their body. So rather than immunize, the flu shot actually only sensitizes the body against the virus. Their mindset is that if I give you just a little bit of it, enough to may or may not make you sick, but we're hoping it doesn't make you sick. But if I give you enough to introduce it into the system, then the body learns how to fight it, and therefore you won't get a worse case of it. That's like, let me hold your hand over an open flame over the stove so you can understand how much it hurts to get burned and have flesh burned off your fingers. And then you won't do it for the rest of your body. I don't know. This is how asinine this is. For someone with an already suppressed immune system, injecting strains of the flu virus can really have a devastating consequence, right? If your body's already working hard to fight off a virus, or just operating with low immunity, a vaccine injection could put your body in serious danger. There have been literally thousands of medical journal articles published that show injecting vaccines can lead to harmful immunological responses. Yeah, you say that.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, you go. And a host of other infections. I think they make some of these words up as they go. Right? Moreover, the weak immune systems. Right? They decrease a person's ability to even fight that little bit of the disease off. Right? There's now, I mean, I keep saying right, I'm picking up a bad word. There's now more evidence to show that these flu vaccines and the ingredients of flu vaccines can actually cause serious neurological disorders. In 76, a significant 1976, yes, a significant number of those who received the flu vaccine acquired, GBS, I guess it's Guillain-Barré syndrome, a disorder characterized by permanent nerve damage, even paralysis at times. Now, flu vaccines contain some harmful materials. You ready for this one? Now, you guys who just got your flu shot, here, this shot will make you sick. Those of you thinking of getting one, Most flu shots include detergent. I wonder if it's like the motor oil type of detergent or clothes detergent. Makes a difference, you know. Mercury, formaldehyde, and usually live strains of flu virus. So you thinking about still thinking about getting it? I mean, your doctor. When you get quiet with your doctor, I don't know how much you trust your doctor. Remember that he or she's not giving you advice based on truly what they believe to be truth. They're being told what to give you. They're being told by insurance companies, being told by the pharmaceutical companies what these injections do. You're having to trust them. You know, you're trusting your doctor. In some cases, it's third and fourth, fourth time removed, if you would. In August of 1999, the Committee on Government Reform initiated an investigation into federal vaccine policy. The investigation focused on possible conflicts of interest. Well, there you go. At the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control, along with the pharmaceutical people. The investigation concluded that many individuals serving on two key advisory committees had financial ties with pharmaceutical companies. Many of the people on the board making decisions had money invested in the companies they would hurt if they made the wrong decision. What do you think of that? So they care about your kids. They care about their wallet. You know, you guys have got to pay attention to what's going on around you. You really, really, really do. Okay, when we come back, high school students, right, they banned the national anthem from prep rallies. What is going on with these people? And this isn't like this isn't a Mexican school. It's a Canadian school. Right? This is a school right here in the good old U.S. of A. However, it is in the communist regime of California. So that probably plays a big part in it, right? Yeah, maybe I can squeeze this out a part of it anyway. Star Spangled Banner will no longer be played at rallies at California High School in San Ramon after student leaders determined the song is racially insensitive. It was brought to our attention that the national anthem's third verse is outdated and racially offensive, wrote the president of the school's association student body. We had nothing but good intentions by removing the song so we could fully be inclusive of our student body. The decision to eliminate the national anthem from student rallies has resulted in a significant amount of backlash from patriotic students and residents. There's been a lot of pushback on the removal of the anthem, and not just from conservatives, but from others as well. And we'll hit this on the other side of the break, but think about this. They have a problem with one line in it. One line in it. But let's throw the whole thing out. And Francis Scott Key was white. What can I say? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is Beach Party Tuesday here on the website. Who was expecting Annette Funicello and who's the other guy? Come on, who's the guy shooting around all the time? The girls loved him.
Was it Frankie Valli?
Frankie Avalon. Was right?
I don't know.
Come on, you guys in the chat room, you got to know.
I was like five. Give me a break.
You weren't five. Because if you were five, that makes me really old.
I probably wasn't even born.
God, stop it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just having a ball. You know, get up to the website, realside.com. You can watch Live, Listen Live, and take the poll. Also, check out Patreon. Two things going on. You go to CPAC is an expensive endeavor for the show. And so any donations we can get towards that, I would love it. I would appreciate it. I would thank you for it. There's a dozen ways you can do that. You can actually do a donation, I think, right from the website. I'm not sure. But if you need information, just email me, joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. I take fives, 10s, 15, and 20. And of course, we're talking about $1,000 donations there. No, I'm just kidding. Take any amount will do. Give up a coffee, give me the $5. And if you don't drink at one of those expensive places, give up two coffees and give me $5. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about the high school. The students have now decided to ban the national anthem. I mean, I just think this is hilarious that they have totally... See, we've done this, though. We've allowed this to happen. Right? These kids don't know what the national anthem stands for. They don't know what the flag stands for. They don't know what it represents. They think they do because their teachers and even some people around them have told them how oppressive the flag and the national anthem is, how bad of a country we are, how bad our founding fathers were. And here's the funny thing about it. As they're saying that, if they said it in almost any other one of these regimes across the world, there'd be a bullet put in their head almost immediately. Or they would be thrown in jail and done hard labor for putting down the country. That's how nasty and oppressive we are. There's an uproar about how we have to pay for slavery from 100 plus years ago, yet there's no outcry for the slavery being carried out across the world. So, you know, it's a fake argument. It's a fake outrage. The Star Spangled Banner. Banner? Is there a Star Spangled Banner or is it a banner? It's a banner, right? Anyway, student body at the high school in San Ramon High School in California decided now that they're just not going to do it anymore because it's just too racially hot. And it's not inclusive of the full body. Now, there's been a lot of pushback for removing the anthem, and not just from conservatives, but you know, other people who are not religious, they're not conservative, they're not people of color, and they are people of color, all walks of life. And Florentinos, who was a guest on the Todd Starnes radio show, said that he was shocked when he realized the national anthem had been banned. It's important that we honor and respect those who sacrifice their lives protecting freedoms that us Americans today take for granted. On a side note, kudos to the student journalist at California High School who first reported the story and did so with a fair and balanced report. It's nice to see this. The student body president posted a letter on the high school's website defending the decision to ban the song by citing the third voice that references the hireling and slave. Right? This is a widespread debate among historians as to what Francis Scott Key was alluding to. So we don't even know what he's alluding to. Regardless, only the first verse is traditionally sung at sporting events or public gatherings anyhow. The verse translated finds joy in killing of African Americans, the student government president alleged. To think that our nation's anthem once had the word slave and land of the free in the same sentence leaves me speechless. I have chosen not to identify the student government leader because the student is underage. He wrote on a public in a public newspaper, didn't he? He wrote and put stuff out for the public to see. Moving forward, we must take action to be inclusive to all. The student body president wrote, the song was written in 1814. That was written 204 years ago. Imagine all the traditions and laws that have changed. As our culture shifts to one that is more diverse and accepting of all types of people, so must our traditions. The student government leader wrote, it's not a tradition. The anthem is an accepted song for the country. It's not a tradition. You want to change it the right way. And although we understand that the anthem represents pride and patriotism in our country to many, we believe there's also a group that it's oppressive to. Okay. Where are the grown-ups at this school? Seriously. Do they have any? Are there any adults running this place? Are there any, you know, again, the stanza that he's talking about, the verse he's talking about, we don't even sing. Never have. Now, Todd Starnes says he reached out to the San Ramon Valley High School District for a comment, as did many others. Nothing. They're cowering. They won't say anything. However, leadership advisor and grown-up told a student newspaper that she agreed the national anthem is problematic and should have been removed. Well, that's just great, isn't it? The teacher, this is what I said earlier, it's the teachers that are encouraging this. It's the administration, that's why they won't speak up, that are encouraging this. And again, I say the same things. The only reason they have the job they have is because of the American public. The only reason this country is what it is because of what that Star Spangled Banner stood for, what the flag stood for, what the anthem stood for. what people did before her or them. There are no slaves anymore. There are no black slaves picking cotton in the fields anymore. America has made many changes in its life. How about we celebrate the positive things? That's what you guys always tell me. Can't dwell on the negative, Joe. You got to go after the positive. Positive what? You can't find it. Why do you expect me to? Right? So it's only good for one, but not for the other? Only one side of it is good? This is the stuff that makes me nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. There's a survey out the other day. I think it was the end of last week. I just haven't got around to it yet. Survey came out and said that Trump was actually, at this point, more popular than Obama was at the same point in his presidency. Now, that's according to Rasmussen reports. They have a daily survey they do. The Republican president's approval rating had ticked up to 48%, virtually tying his disapproval rating that stood at 50. Not only is this the best approval rating spread for Trump since he entered the White House, but it also beats former President Obama's rating for the same time in office for him. On the same day in February 2010, Rasmussen reported Obama's approval rating was just at 46%. His disapproval rating was 54%. Now, those numbers for Trump are, they go up and down. They go all over the place. It depends on what the news is reporting. It depends on what they're not reporting. I mean, that kind of thing. Right? Now, Rasmussen is the only polling firm to report on the Trump bump, nor is the president the only Republican enjoying an uptick in support. Trump's approval rating in a new Quinnipiac poll released earlier that week says the highest survey has reported in 7 months, while Mammoth University also reported a sharp rise in support. So you had three or four different independent reporting groups, reporting services, that were giving Trump a positive rating. Think about that. And what was Trump's first major legislative accomplishment as president? He signed a GOP-led tax reform bill into law. The reforms were sweeping for the U.S., and they pretty much help everybody. Yes, including the 1%. Yes, including the businesses. Isn't that disgusting? Right? 70% of the people who responded to that, by the way, said they believed that the U.S. economy was now excellent and or good. It was moving in the right direction. Don't you love that? That's the highest number since 2001. Yeah, you do the numbers. Right? And now the Democrats are running for cover. They don't know what to do. Remember they said that Armageddon was coming, that it was all over, that's it, we're done, everything was going to collapse. Remember all that? But the success of the tax cuts really show the hypocrisy of the Democrats. It just shines. Remember? Pelosi, Armageddon, the worst bill in the history of the United States Congress, said House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. They're irresponsible, they're reckless, they're unjust, they're just plain cruel, said Cory Booker, Democrat from New Jersey. Republicans will rue the day they passed tax cuts, said Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. They're highway robbery, said Bernie Sanders. Look who's talking. And a heist. It's a heist of massive proportion, said Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, what a difference a couple of months make, huh? Early returns of tax cuts are unqualified success. Hundreds of major American companies, which collectively employ millions of Americans, have directed part of their tax savings to go to the workers. Oh, my God. Walmart, the nation's biggest employer with 1.4 million U.S. employees, raised its minimum wage to $11, gave up to $1,000 bonuses to its employees. I mean, we can go on and on and on about this. And even if I had the time, I wouldn't do it. You don't need to hear it. You already know what's going on. The Democrats are saying this is wrong. They're going to repeal them. I would take these sound bites and I would be playing them the whole time I ran. You want a Democrat in office? Here's what they said. How are you enjoying your money? You got your paycheck. You love it? Yay? Okay, good. The first thing that she's going to do when she gets in office is repeal your tax cut. How do you like that? I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Thanks for listening. I always appreciate your time with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come back. We'll be here tomorrow, too.